AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley in Washington, where it's a winter wonderland, if you like that kind of thing. The first real snowstorm of winter for Washingtonians has left a few inches of snow on the ground. Most federal government workers have been told to stay home. But we found this man, a building supervisor, on the job.
It's understandable. I mean, it is dangerous, you know, to drive and stuff. But like I said, we got to be here, so in case somebody decides they want to come to work.
Earlier, the snowstorm whacked Arkansas and Kentucky, dumping snow, sleet, and freezing rain before moving across North Carolina and Virginia toward the East Coast. We don't know if the snow had anything to do with a train derailment in West Virginia, though it was snowing at the time. A train carrying more than 100 tankers of crude oil went off the tracks, creating a fireball that one witness said looked like an atomic bomb went off. This man was there.
Just loud explosion. We got stopped right there on Route 61. We were sleigh riding and got caught at Route 61 by a police officer who said that there's an explosion in Edina and they're stopped on all traffic.
He talked to WOAY-TV. Only one person injured. Federal investigators are there now. Overseas to Denmark, the gunman who killed two people in Copenhagen over the weekend just got out of prison 2 weeks ago after randomly stabbing somebody on a train, according to a source, who tells us of a report that the man's behavior changed last summer, enough to set off alarm bells, and jail officials told Danish intelligence about him. Intelligence officials say they had no reason to think he was planning any kind of an attack. A ceasefire was announced 2 days ago, but rebels in eastern Ukraine say they have now taken control of a key rail hub there. Both sides claim the city of Sibaltseva is on their side of the ceasefire line. This is AP Radio News. School students will be taking new standardized tests based on the National Common Core standards. Our Sandy Kozel's in Washington with this story.
The first students to take the Common Core tests are in Ohio, starting today. The reading and math tests replace traditional spring standardized tests. Most students will take them by computer or electronic tablet. Some school administrators worry their schools will have internet connection problems, but the tests have a paper option. They were developed by two groups of states and will be given to about 12 million students in 29 states and the District of Columbia. The Common Core standards arose from the federal No Child Left Behind law. They spell out what reading and math skills students should master in each grade. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Prosecutors in Texas are expected to rest their case today in the trial of a former Marine accused of killing American sniper Chris Kyle. Eddie Ray Routh has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity in the trial. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.